The conference is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining today's teleconference for the release of Mount Gibson Iron Ore's September quarter 2022 activities report. Mount Gibson Chief Executive Officer Peter Kerr will be leading the discussion, and he's joined by Chief Financial Officer Jill Dobson, External Relations Manager John Facius. Mr. Kerr will provide a brief overview, after which there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Due to the time constraint, only institutional participants will be invited to ask questions at that time. A recording of the call will be available via the Mount Gibson website shortly after the completion of today's teleconference. I will now hand you over to Peter Kerr. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Lisa, and good morning all, and thanks for joining us to discuss Mount Gibson's September quarter activities report. As usual, I'll give a brief overview before handing back to Lisa for any questions. So the September quarter, as people know, was obviously dominated by the impact of the mid-August fire within the product screening area of the processing plant at Koolan Island. And our focus since then has been on recovering from that incident as quickly as possible and getting back to increasing shipment numbers as soon as we're over. The fire was obviously very disappointing as it interrupted what had been a very strong improvement trend at Koolan as we started to realise the operational benefits of last year's investment in both overburden stripping and the ground support programs, as well as various other capital improvement projects at the site. So after a strong start to the quarter in which we completed four high-grade shipments before the plant fire on the 12th of August, processing and shipping from then on was restricted, and that had a corresponding temporary adverse impact on our revenues and cash flows in the quarter. Repairs to the fire damaged product screen section of the plant are going well, while our interim processing strategy of utilising mobile crushing capacity is now also being optimised and improving. The net effect is that we expect to be back to full capacity in January, while the strong performance of the mining team in building up stocks of high-grade iron ore for processing as the main plant comes fully back online, does position the operation strongly to significantly increase sales in the June 23 half-year period. Consequently, we maintain our current sales guidance, 3.2 to 3.7 million wet metric tonnes of high-grade ore in this financial year, fiscal 23, obviously weighted to the second half, at an average cash operating cost before royalties for the full year of $70 to $75 per wet metric tonne FOB that we sell. So looking at the activities at Koolan in more detail, total ore sales were 451,000 tonnes of 65% FE material in six shipments, two of which were completed after the plant fire in August. From a mining perspective, performance was good. Total material movement lifted to 4.6 million tonnes of waste and ore, and importantly, the stripping ratio reduced further in line with the plan, averaging 4 tonnes of waste for every tonne of ore in the period, on track to average 3.5 to 1 across this current half year, and then 1 to 1 in the June 23 half year period. So from today forward, the average stripping ratio for the approximately 4.5 year life of the mine in the main pit is only 1.3 to 1. Assisting the mining productivity, the replacement of the primary mining fleet is going well, with at last 2 of 8 new haul trucks being delivered to site this week. These trucks are well suited for the main pit and will continue the progressive demobilisation of the old pre-2014 haul truck fleet in coming weeks. Similarly, we're replacing the aged primary production excavators with the first of 2 new units to be operational in the main pit within the next week. Importantly, now that the peak waste stripping phase is effectively complete and the upper footwall ground support works are now finished, high-grade iron ore production rose to 915,000 tonnes in the quarter extracted from the main pit. That was 38% higher than the June quarter, as access to the ore body further opened up across the floor of the pit. With processing temporarily restricted, we made the decision to continue mining in accordance with the production plan and to build substantial high-grade ore stocks for processing once the main pit comes fully back online. Accordingly, run-of-mine ore stocks in front of the plant currently total well over 500,000 tonnes, and this will enable a rapid processing catch-up as crushing capacity returns. It will also provide us with some added flexibility to mitigate any disruptions during the coming Kimberley region wet season. In relation to processing during the quarter, just over 600,000 tonnes was crushed, and two-thirds of this was obviously before the fire incident. In terms of fire recovery progress, our key focus is obviously on the recovery activities as quickly as possible. And as we reported previously, the fire occurred in the product sizing screen area of the plant, and that was during a maintenance shutdown. All personnel in the area were evacuated and there were no injuries other than some smoke inhalation treatment. The fire damaged, unfortunately, the product screen equipment, the associated feeder and conveyor equipment, as well as some of the surrounding steel structures. The processing recommenced in early September, and that's utilising the undamaged front-end components of the main plant. Mobile crushing equipment was mobilised during the month to process oversized material that requires further crushing and screening to meet shipping specifications. So crushing capacity utilising these interim arrangements has steadily increased and is presently running at approximately 70%, some days more than that, of normal capacity while repairs to the plant are undertaken. Repairs are actually progressing ahead of initial expectations and we expect them to be completed in January. Replacement screening equipment, structural steel and other components, even within this difficult supply market, have been procured quickly and fabrication works are well underway. Accordingly, we anticipate returning to full processing capacity early in the March quarter, with shipping rates increasing from that point to 4 to 5 shipments per month going forward at a minimum. I also note that Mount Gibson maintains relevant insurance cover for incidents such as this, and discussions are progressing with our insurers as we prepare to submit an initial claim. On the cost front at Koolan Island, unit mining, logistics and administration cash costs, which include all transport and logistics charges for the island-based operation, were $12.26 per tonne of ore and waste moved in the quarter, and that was slightly improved on the rate of $12.49 per tonne in the prior quarter. And that reflected some good work from the site's mining teams and ongoing productivity and cost focus. Unit cash operating costs equated to $67 per tonne, the wet metric tonne sold, FOB, so that's at Koolan Island, in the quarter, before inventory build, royalties and some residual capital projects. And that figure compares with $77 per tonne FOB sold in the June quarter. Unit costs are expected to be temporarily higher in the December quarter while the plant repairs are undertaken, and shipping remains restricted, and then they will progressively reduce over the March and June quarters thereafter, consistent with the company's financial 23-year cash cost guidance of $70 to $75 Australian dollars per tonne before royalties. Sales revenue in the quarter totaled $62 million Australian dollars FOB, reflecting a realised price of US$96 per tonne sold FOB, so that's after shipping freight. This reflected the average Platts index price for 65% Fe material of US$115 CFR in the quarter, and the average shipping rate freight charge of approximately $17 a tonne. Shipping freight rates have continued to decline in recent weeks and are currently around the $15 to $16 per tonne level. The Koolan Island operation incurred a net cash outflow for the quarter of $22 million, reflecting the decision to continue to mine in accordance with the existing mine plan and build the substantial high-grade stocks while the processing plant repairs are undertaken. And these stockpiles, sitting ahead of the processing plant, have a current market value in excess of $60 million Australian dollars once they're processed. So you can see why we've continued to move ahead with mining. Revenue for the quarter totaled $62 million, and obviously, as I've discussed, and key site outflow items were cash operating and sustaining capital costs of 30 million, the build of high-grade iron ore inventories, which has cost us 46 million, royalties of 6 million, and residual capital projects of 2 million, which related primarily to completion of the upper footwall ground support project in July. In relation to the group, the net cash outflow for the quarter was 26 million, comprising the Koolan Island numbers I just mentioned, net inflows from the Mid West assets of 1 million, including the ongoing rail credit, interest and other income of 1 million, exploration costs of 1 million, and then corporate costs and realized foreign exchange and financial asset movements together totaling 5 million. After working capital movements of 39 million, relating primarily to the substantial downward provisional pricing adjustments, most of which was provided for in the fiscal year 22 results, the company's cash and investment balance was 60 million at the end of the quarter. So in terms of outlook, as mining to build the high-grade stocks will continue while repairs are completed in the plant, our operating cash flow at Koolan is anticipated to continue to be negative in the December quarter before turning positive and substantially increasing as the plant comes fully back online in the March quarter and our shipment volumes rise. Accordingly, in the current quarter, we will also temporarily draw on the company's existing $100 million revolving corporate debt facility for a short period, and that enables us to continue mining as productively as possible. We expect strong cash flow generation in the June 23 half year as the substantial high-grade ore stockpiles are then processed and shipped. So in summary, we're bridging through the temporary disruptions associated with the Koolan Island plant fire repairs, and the good work is being done by the team on site. And we continue to export high-grade ore and build substantial ore stocks for shipping for when the plant comes back online fully. The fiscal 23 financial year will be a strong one for the company operationally and financially, notwithstanding this temporary setback, as benefits of significant mining investments, in particular the waste cutback that was made in recent periods, begin to deliver. We therefore look forward to maintaining a rising production and cash flow trajectory and replenishing and growing the company's cash reserves as Koolan Island consolidates its position as Australia's highest grade direct ship ore hematite producer. So with that, Lisa, I'll hand back to you for any questions that any listeners may have.
Thank you very much, Peter. If anybody would like to ask a question, please press star one on your phone at keypad now. Star one if you would like to ask a question. Okay, we don't have anybody asking a question at the moment.
That's fine. If people do have questions, and we expect there'll be some, then please give us a call. But otherwise, thanks, Lisa, and thank you all for listening. Have a good day.
Thank you, Peter.